Praise the Lord. We're going to have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you for another day, a day we would have never seen had it not been for you. We appreciate you waking us up this morning, Father, and we thank you for gathering us together today. Now, Lord, we ask that you would have your way today. We won't fail to give you the praise. We won't fail to give you the honor because we know it all belongs to you. But I also want to thank you, Father God, for Pastor Vanessa, as well as Dr. PK, Lord. Had it not been for them, we wouldn't be on this call today. So we want to thank you for them answering the call. And Father God, we ask that you will bestow a special blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, we ask that you would look on the Diaz de Leon family, Father. We thank you for enabling him to run with the vision, Lord. We thank you for blessing him to pass it down to his son. We thank you for what you're doing in him and through him, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, for the new president, executive, Dr. Fuller, I think that's his name, Lord God. But anyway, Father God, thank you for him, for what you use in him to do, Lord, how he has stepped up and taken artists to another level. Lord, I just thank you, and I just bless you for all your people. Thank you for the ones that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. You know the desires of each and every one heart on this call. Lord, I ask that you would grant it and bless them in a very special way. And thank you so much for our speaker, Lord God. Thank you for what you're going to say through her, Father God. Lord, we won't fail to praise you. We won't fail to give you the glory, and we won't fail to give you the honor. Have thine own way. Speak to our hearts and help us, Father God, to come up to where we're supposed to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, and we lift you on high. Continue to have thine own way. In Jesus' mighty name, and we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor and the praise. We love you, and we need you. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away, my sister. God bless everyone richly.
Praise God, and God bless you. And I say good morning once again to you, Minister Wanda. And thank you so much for greeting and seating the people this morning and starting us with that powerful prayer. And thank you for that tag, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. Praise God. Yes, we should always trust in the Lord. And now I say good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you this morning. And I join Minister Wanda in welcoming you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Yes, I'm back here now in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And all of you that are here on this call for the very first time, we're really excited that you joined us this morning, and we invite you to continue to join us each and every morning here, Monday through Friday, on the Master's Call. Now, this call was started by two phenomenal women of God, and this was back in October 2010. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and that statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, yes, invite your family, invite your friends, even your foes, if you have any, to come and receive a blessing from the Lord here on the Master's Call. Now, we have a theme that we're dwelling on, and I want to emphasize on it more, I don't know, for some reason during this period of time. And our theme for 2015, it says, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. So we are expecting God to do great and mighty things through all of us, through this year. Praise God. Now, we have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, that site has all the past messages. It has the bios and prayer directors sometimes that we, when we're praying for special situations. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you want to share a word from the Lord, you know, you might even have prayer requests and praise reports. Please submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed, so blessed, to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company, and it is called Artist International. We are assisting millions around the world with healthier lives because of the awesome products that we carry. Now, this company was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and we are going strong. So if you're not familiar with this awesome company and the products, you definitely want to get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Fridays, and it is hosted by our platinum president. We call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of great leaders, and you will hear a lot about these products and about our company. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And, yes, we do have a new executive vice president and of sales and marketing. His name is Dr. Raphael Nicholas Spiller, and we are so blessed that God has ordained him to take us as we are, Artists Reloaded. So get on the call right after this call and hear more about the products and this company. Now, TMC, I know, brothers and sisters, you are ready to hear a word from the Lord on high. This woman of God stands on Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Praise God. This woman is destined for purpose. Yes, she is. She's born in Las Vegas, Nevada, to a single teenage mother. She gave her life to Christ at a young age. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14. She began preaching the gospel at 17. She was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor at 19. I love talking about this bio of this woman of God because it encourages all ages. Praise God. And at the age of 13, believe it or not, she realized that she was brought up in church. She needed to make her relationship with God personal. She is a woman of God who is, I tell you, she's with the prophetic, okay? She has a prophetic ministry. And together with her husband, Overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she is co-pastoring the church Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Praise God. My tongue will get straight here in a minute. But Pastor Lavona has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almeri Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed Tabernacle's assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate. She has a bachelor's. She has a master's. And I tell you, she's taking this ministry on into another level. She has a successful radio ministry. She traveled preaching the gospel. She trains young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue. Praise God. And she's preparing young people to go forth into the world and be the ministers in the marketplace. And she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a sister, she's a daughter, she's a teacher, she's a student, she's a counselor, she's a pastor, and she's definitely a friend. She is none other than co-pastor. our very own. She's a businesswoman, too, along with us in Artists International. This is none other than co-pastor Lavonia Lewis out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Pastor Lavonia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
God bless you. We thank and praise God for you all getting on this call. We are so grateful for your faithfulness and for our leadership, for our sisters, for everyone who is under the sound of my voice. God bless you for getting up this morning and making a decision to start your day out with the Word of God. I am honored to be Pastor Lavonia Lewis here from Las Vegas, Nevada, where our corporate artist office resides. And I'm grateful. I'm a native here in Las Vegas, as you heard in my bio. And I'm proud of the work that we're doing here in Las Vegas. And so I come to you today because I have come to bring a word, get a word, grab a word, and give a word to you. We're looking in the Bible. I was reading in Philippians, the third chapter, and the 13th and the 14th verse, if you're somewhere where you can write that down or read that. And it simply says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I'm going to read in the NIV version. It said, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. And I was reading that, and I was studying Philippians and what Paul was talking about and what all was going on with Paul around that time. And the Lord just began to speak to me, and he was saying that his people need to be focused. And he just keeps saying it. And I've heard so many preachers preach it. And I've seen many sermons. I've seen folk talk about it, even on secular TV, about focus. And I've seen even acronyms about focus, you know, what the F-O-C-U-S means and how to keep it in your mind and how important it is. But here, it's important for us to remain focused because the time that we're in, because simply of the time that we're in, the times that we're in. I read a quote that said, it isn't the poorest man in the world is not the man without money, it's the man without vision. And I said again, it's not the man that don't have money that's poor. It's the man that don't have vision. Why? Because vision requires focus. So if I lose focus or if I fail to obtain focus in the first place, I've messed myself up because my focus is going to make me lack in vision. And my vision is going to make me lack in areas of my life where I need to be productive. And so we need to be focused and we need to stay and remain focused. Why? Because God will never leave us ignorant concerning his promises towards us, the Bible says. So he has something for you to do. He has something for me to do. There are things we need to accomplish. And we'll start out really strong and we'll build quickly and we'll move fast and we'll be straight ahead and we'll be focused and we'll have the eagle's eyesight and we can zoom in and we know what to do. And as soon as we get real good and ready and know what we need to do and remain focused, here come a distraction. And you got to be real careful on distractions because, listen, the focus you need to have for your life is the type of focus where you can focus on the plan God has for your life. I've heard the quote before that man plans and God laughs. Because, see, you can plan all day, and it's okay for you to write out a plan, but you got to know that it is ultimately God's plan for your life that matters, not what you're saying, not what you want to happen. You can't have a temper tantrum and make God do something for you. There is a plan that God has set for your life. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the plans that I have for you, the thoughts I have for you, the plans I have for you. They're good, not evil, and it's to an expected end. That means we're going to see this to the end. I have an end. I'm at the end working towards the beginning. You at your beginning working towards the end, and we're going to meet up somewhere. And you need to be focused so that when I tell you what it is you need to do, you don't be so easily persuaded, so easily distracted. God's plan for us is perfect. Now, maybe our execution of that plan may not be so perfect, but trust me, God's plan for you is perfect. And unfortunately, in that plan, there is some pain that you will accumulate. And I want to tell you on today, on this morning, that not all pain is bad pain. There is some pain that will propel you. There is some pain that will profit you. There's some pain that will progress you. There is some pain that you learn from. Come on, some of y'all can sit right there listening to me preach, and you say, you know what, co-pastor, you're right, because I learned that pain I was in that last time taught me valuable lesson. My grandmama used to say all the time, there ain't no sense like snowball sense. And it wasn't until I got older that I understood what she meant. There is a pain sometimes that will teach you a lesson that the best educator could never teach you. And so in that pain is working that plan. So learn what it was that you learned in that you were being taught in that pain. Take that. Don't become bitter. Get better. Whatever it was that it taught you, work that plan that from that pain. And then let that pain, while you work at your plan, push your purpose. Now, while you let it push your purpose, remember, you remaining focused. We're remaining focused on what? Remaining focused on the Lord. Because he said that he was going to be there. He was going to be the one that was going to be with you. He was going to be directing your steps. He was going to be the one that was going to be giving you the wisdom, the instruction to lean to him, not your own understanding. Colossians 3:2 tells us that we need to set our minds on the things that are above, not the things on this earth. So we're not focusing on this stuff. I'm not focusing necessarily on the news. I'm not focusing on friends. I'm not focusing on what people got to say, gossip. No. My mind is focused on him. Why? Because I'm seeking his righteousness. Because if I try to do it myself, and I've tried it before, I mess it up every time. But when I keep my mind stayed on him, and when I say mind, I mean that mindset, the way you think things out, the way you contemplate, the way when you get off to yourself when nobody else is around, what do you think about? That's how I know what your focus is. That's how you'll know what you're focusing on. Because when no one else is around, when the TV is off, and the cable is off, and nobody's around, and you're sitting and you got some quiet time, what are you thinking about? Because what you're thinking about is going to feed your plan, and it's going to feed your purpose, and it's ultimately might determine whether you re-enter some more pain or not. My God. Let's look at the definition of focus. Because you say, well, you're throwing this focus around, and it's got cliche. What do you mean by focus? Well, the definition, if you look up the definition of focus, it tries to get deep. It says it's the center of interest or activity. The center of interest or activity. What's your focal point? What is the center of your interest, of your activity? Because that's what you're focused on right now. And some of us need to redirect our thoughts. We got to renew our mind, like the Bible says, because some of our center of our interest or our activities are not God-like. They're not what God wants us to put them on. And I'm not saying just because it ain't it's good, because you say, well, I'm doing good. I'm over here helping folks. But I'm telling you, if it's not what God told you to focus on, then you're out of order, and you got to redirect that thing. And so you'll start to notice, because also focus is where a prevailing light is at. You ever went to a show and saw the people on the stage and the light is directed to the people on the stage? When you go to a show, the light is not on the audience. The light is on the folks that's on the stage performing, the actors, the performers, the singers. If they had it on the people in the audience, the focus point would be off. No. You need to point the light toward the focal point, whether it be your business, whether it be your family, your ministry, whatever it is, you need to ask God, say, God, where should my focus be? Where should I be directing your light? Where should I be pointing your word, God? Where should I be praying? What should I be praying towards? Because the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. And then when we do ask, we ask amiss. And that word amiss means we missed the target. It means because you didn't direct that thing in the exact way it needs to be directed. You wanted this to happen, but you were pointing your prayers in the opposite direction. You missed your focal point. Redirect it and move your focal point and direct your light to where you know it needs to sit and where it is. Well, co-pastor, I don't know where it needs to sit at. All right, then that's going back to the scripture where it says that we're not to lean to our own understanding, but we're supposed to acknowledge the Lord in all of our direction and all our needs and all of our wants and all of our questionings. That should be focused toward God. It should be directed to him because he's going to direct our path. So you said, all right, I know my focus is off. I know my focal point has been off. I've been feeling off. My house has been off. My business has been off. My health has been off. All right, so that's when now we got to go into prayer. That's when we go into consecration. That's when we go into fasting. And we say, all right, God, line me up to where the focal point is at. My son and my brothers are natural hunters. We were born and raised in the city, but they just, I guess that's that Louisiana and us, that Southern coming out of it. They love to hunt. They love to shoot guns. And so they went target practice. They went to the gun range. And my son has always had an affinity with going there. So he just graduated from high school, and they took him as a gift for his graduation present to go shoot at the range. And he came home, and he showed me his target. He showed me the paper that he was shooting at, and he told me the range that he had it at. And the bullseye was just totally obliterated from where he had shot the bullets into. And my husband looked and said, my God, boy, you ain't nothing to play with. You know, he was kind of messing with him and razzing him a little bit. But if you looked at it, it was so deep because that's what our prayer should look like, hitting the enemy. That target, just like you saw that bullseye, it just like you saw that paper, it should have been, it was focused, it was direct, it was deliberate, it was on purpose. You should be living life on purpose. You should be getting up every day with a deliberate idea of what you plan to do for that day. You should be getting up, all of us should be getting up with a plan, with a deliberation, with a purpose, saying, God, I know what my focus is. I've directed my prayer this way. And look, let me congratulate you because those of you who are on the call, guess what? You're doing just that. Because as soon as you got up this morning, you said, I need to start my day with prayer, and I need to start it with a word. Let me call this number. That's you focusing. That's you putting that thing in line, using that scope that's on that gun, on that rifle, and you're pointing it directly into the place you know it needs to go. Now, God, I don't know what all I need to kill today. I might need to kill some lion today. I might need to kill some gossiping today. Something may raise up in my spirit that I didn't even know. Sometimes you'll do some stuff that'll shock you. You didn't even know you had it in you. Or it may not be you. It may be somebody from the adversary using someone else to come against you. But when you start your day and it's pointed in its focus and it is direct and deliberate, now the enemy knows that it's just like with those guns on TV where they got the red beams. You ever see that on the movie? And the red beams. Now you have that red beam that's pointed right at the enemy's head. And you're going, I wish you would. Some of us need to have a I wish you would kind of day. You need to have a I wish you would kind of praise. I wish you would kind of worship. You know why? Because what that says to the enemy is, I wish you would try something on today because I'm targeted. I'm purposeful today. I got a plan. I got a purpose. I didn't use my pain to even train me. And I got a target. I got a bullseye pointed on you right now because why? God has got me in a focus position. And everything I do is going to be going towards that goal and headed toward that focus. There's so many battles. We see and read about different battles in the Bible where the Israelites have, the people of God have won battles that they should not have won, that God promised they would win, and he gave them instruction. As long as they followed the instructions of the Lord, they found victory. Why? As long as they stayed focused. You can look at Joshua, the sixth chapter, and read about Jericho. They had to be focused. They had to be focused. They had to walk around that city times. They had to walk around that building, and they had to keep walking it and keep walking. And then on the seventh day, they had to walk that thing seven times, and they had to remain focused. This wasn't the time for us to be sitting and talking. This wasn't the time to be discussing what, you know, your child going to do and what my child going to do and what our plans are for next week. And girl, I'm tired, and man, my feet hurt, and I don't feel like. No. They had to do it in silence. Why? Because they had to be focused. Sometimes you need to be silent to help keep your focus. There is a time for everything. And sometimes you need to just let folk know, if I ain't talking today, it ain't because I'm being funny acting. It ain't because I got attitude. Ain't nobody done nothing wrong to me. I'm just focused. If you read, go on further, Joshua 7 and 8, you read about the battle of Ai. And you see how God had revealed to Joshua how there was sin in the camp and about Achan and how he had took the gold and how he wasn't supposed to and how he had to go back. Look, Joshua had to be focused to hear what God was saying. There's some stuff God wants to reveal to you even today, but you can't hear because you got this distraction popping up over here. You got that distraction going on over there. This distraction want to act up over there. This one, look, the dog is meowing and the cat is barking. Come on, everything is messing up and just going buck wild, trying to take your focus away. I want to challenge you today to stay focused. Stay focused. Keep your mind on God's word. Renew your mindset. You haven't attained, like Paul said. I have yet to attain it, he said. But I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm keeping my focus. And watch God move for you, even on this week. I love you. God loves you. And be blessed.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Co-Pastor Lavonia Lewis, for that profound message this morning. We are focused people, and I will shortly ask you to come back and give us our benediction after these few announcements, but first let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you for being the Most High God. Lord, besides you, there is none other. And Father, we, your people, who's called by your name, O God, we will keep our eyes focused on you, O God, because we won't look to the right nor to the left, but to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God who poured into us your virtue of great word, Lord God, that we must keep our eyes on you, that we must be directed with your pathway, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're pouring back into her in a great way, Lord God. We thank you for giving her peace, the joy, the love, oh, Lord God, overflow her like never before, oh, God. We thank you that your love is saturating around her, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, because we know love conquers all. We glorify you, Father, for giving her a double portion of your anointing. And, Lord, we ask that you bless her family, bless her household, bless her neighborhood, bless her city, oh, God. Bless in a special way. We thank you for blessing our church. And we thank you, Father, for doing a great work in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up the bereaved families around the world, Lord God, the Glover family, the Lewis family, Lord God, the Weatherspoon family, the Finch family, the Stowers family. Father, we thank you for ministering to them in a special way. We thank you for those that are sick and shut in, Lord God, that we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father, that every good and perfect gift is coming from you. And so, Father, we glorify you this day that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Elvia. We thank you for keeping her in perfect peace, for strengthening her, Lord God, as she carries this child, oh, Father. And we thank you that you're blessing her going out and her coming in as you bless the Diaz de Leon family in its entirety, Father. We give you glory, Father, for Dr. Spiller, Lord God, for restoring to him, Lord God, the virtues of strength, power, and might, oh, God. Restoring to him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Restoring to him, Father, like never before. And we thank you, Father, for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And, Father, these your people who are on this call, we glorify you, Father, for touching and strengthening them as they keep their eyes focused on you, O God. And we decree and declare that they are more than conquerors this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TNC family, I know you want to hear this message again, so please go back and listen to it on with the playback number 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Now, remember, the motivational call is up next. That number is 530-881-1300. The pin is 539-598-pound. I thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting the people this morning and giving us the tag, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. That we will do. And Minister Co-Pastor Lavona Lewis, thank you so much for that great word that you poured into us this morning. So will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Father, we're so grateful. We honor you, God, with our presence. We honor you with our diligence. We honor you with our worship. And God, we're grateful, Lord, that you have taught us and that you're teaching us how to remain focused. We thank you, God, that your word tells us, God, that you will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind focused on you, because we trust you. And God, we trust you today over everything. God, we ask, God, that you would continue, and we thank you for watching over our families, over our businesses, over our minds, over our homes. And God, thank you, God, for your word of focus. Thank you, God, that we will keep that in our spirits today. And God, we will read your word with intention and with focus. We'll live our life with intention, with focus. We'll love on folks with intention, with focus. And we'll run our business with intention and with focus. And God, we thank you for this day as we leave on tonight or from this call. Let us not leave your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so. Amen.